You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 21st day of November 2022 as we get the show on the road, as always, driven by Ed Morse, edmorse.com for more information. And as Ed Morse says, it's not bragging if you can back it up. Ed Morse Sawgrass Cadillac, unbelievable 2020 and 21 Cadillac Dealer of the Year Award going to the great people at Sawgrass. That's where my car is, my Chevy currently. I got from Ed Morse in Sawgrass. And of course, Ed Morse has been family owned and operated for over 75 years. They go above and beyond for their customers. If you're looking for a Cadillac, they probably have it in one of their three Ed Morse Cadillac dealerships in South Florida. Also Honda in Riviera Beach, Toyota in Delray Beach, and Chevy Buick GMC in Sunrise. Find out more at edmorse.com. Well, a weird day of NFL yesterday as you had the Cowboys destroying the Vikings. As I finally got something right, I predicted that they would win that game. You had the Chiefs with a tremendous come-from-behind victory over, of course, the Chargers. But the game of the day in the NFL was a game between two football teams that both had winning records coming in, both had winning records going out, but where one team, New England, has won 14 straight times against the other team, the Jets, and that the Jets yesterday had seven possessions in the second half and totaled 2 yards. Two. The Jets had nine completions and 10 total punts. The Jets had minus 21 yards passing in the second half. The Jets were awful in this game on offense. Not that the Patriots were so much better, but at least the Patriots moved the ball. The Jets did not move the ball at all. Now, the Patriots didn't score, so it's not like they were great. But we go further on this. Think about this for a second. Because of the Marcus Jones 84-yard punt return touchdown, which is the only punt return touchdown of the year this year in the NFL, it really puts into light the loss for the Jets and how bad they were and the lack of accountability from their quarterback, Zach Wilson. Okay, Zach Wilson, when asked after the game if he feels like he let down the defense, he said no. That is remarkable to me. And I have to ask this question. Zach Wilson has 20 starts in the NFL. So if you were just to take these guys based on what they're currently doing and what they could do for the rest of this season, Jets have played 10 games total. So we're talking seven more games. Is there a chance that Zach Wilson is the ninth best quarterback in the AFC East? You heard me right. Is there a chance Zach Wilson, New York Jets starting quarterback, is the ninth best quarterback in the AFC East? Think about this for a second, guys. Right now, Josh Allen or Zach Wilson? Case Keenum, Buffalo's backup, or Zach Wilson? Tua, obviously, or Zach Wilson? Teddy Bridgewater, Dolphins backup, or Zach Wilson? Mac Jones ain't Tom Brady, but he's better than Zach Wilson. And by the way, Bailey Zappi, roofclaim.com, Boca Raton Bowl MVP this past game, I think he's better than Zach Wilson. Mike White and Joe Flacco are Zach Wilson's backups. I think they're both better than him. There is a chance the New York Jets, and this is remarkable, at 6-4, with an inept offensive team, have the ninth best quarterback in their own division. The ninth best quarterback in their own division. And yet they're 6-4. I don't want to hear from Jets fans about how great they are. Not with that guy as your starting quarterback. That is an awful loss yesterday to New England, who was not very impressive, to say the least, on offense. Great on defense. Not impressive on offense. Time now to put some money into your PNC Bank account. And of course, PNC reminds you that when it comes to playing the game, every athlete has their why. Maybe it's for the legacy, the rush of a win, championship ring. PNC Private Bank wants to understand your why, your purpose. Once they understand it, they'll map out a personalized path forward to help you reach your goals. So what is your why with PNC and PNC.com? My pick tonight, I think for the first time this season, I got to be fair, I think I'm actually going to pick against the Heat. I hate doing this, but they're so depleted right now against Minnesota on the road, coming off of the blowout last night at Cleveland. I'm sorry. I hate to do this, but give me the T-Wolves over the Heat. Oh, I hope I have egg on my face tomorrow. On a Tuesday on ESPN 106.3.